Good morning again, my friends. This is David Saul from Beholding His Glory, and you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCV Radio. Now, more this week on Walk in the Spirit. Last week, we covered much spiritual ground by beginning to look at a few spiritual foundational truths about the new creation we become when we are birthed from above or we are saved. So, I would like to do a good but quick review of what we discussed last week so that we can build on that foundation for a greater future understanding. You know, it takes hearing spiritual truths again and again and again before it really sinks in and they are ours. Now, last week we also laid a foundational understanding of what Christianity is, which is Christ in us, hope of glory. Again, Christianity is Christ in us, hope of glory, in Colossians 1 and 27, where we are one with Christ in the Spirit, and our spiritual union with Christ is how we are saved. It is that new creation that is birthed in us when we are joined to the Lord. Now, we are only joined to the Lord in the Spirit. Let me say that again. We are only joined to the Lord in the Spirit. So on one hand, we have this new creation created in Christ Jesus that consists of the joining of our human spirit, the real David Saul and the real you, with the Spirit of Christ. But on the other hand, we have all that is outside of that union, which remains the flesh, the natural man. What Paul refers to in Romans 7 and 18, "For I know in me," now that is a parenthetical thought or within those two parentheses. Paul is thinking this here, "For I know within me," that is within my flesh, "dwelleth no good thing." Our flesh, our feelings, our emotions, our intellect, our psyche, where sin abides, all natural and all of man and never of God. We must understand we have these two spiritual natures, characteristics living within us, and two are never joined together. That which is spirit, and that which is flesh, Jesus told Nicodemus in John 3 and 6. Two more critical points from last week, and then we'll be moving on. The first point was the purpose of God for this age, the age we live in now, is, you know, for His people, is that Christ be formed in us. Wow. So the purpose of God in this age is for Christ to be formed in us, which is really the definition of spiritual growth and development that Paul always talks about. And the last point from last week, and it's a very super critical point, and please, you must get this point, and that is spiritual growth and development is not our natural man, our flesh, growing to be more like Jesus. Oh, no. Spiritual growth and development is our flesh, our natural man, being brought under the finished work of the cross so that Christ, wow, who is in us, can be made manifest. Wow. You need to get that point, my friend. Wow. Did you get that? Did you get that point? Because if you do not get that point, then it's going to be very difficult for you to understand anything else. As we grow in Christ, it is the will of God that our natural man, our flesh, come to be governed by Christ, which is in us. So much of the nominal church wants to transform our flesh. But no, God wants to kill our flesh, that natural man, and replace it with His character and His nature. My friend, either we will be led by our flesh or by the Spirit of God, even in the things of God. Take heed in that. Very few Christians and some believers I know are truly led by the Spirit. And why? Well, because their flesh is alive and well. It's running wild in their life, and it is controlling them. Take heed here, my friend. Amen? Okay, this week we will continue talking about those two natures. Now, you will know Christ in us is absolutely equal to the Spirit of God in us. And since Christ Jesus dwells in us through His Spirit, we might just as easily call a walk in the Spirit a walk according to Christ. For the Spirit of God will always, always guide us into the truth of Christ, revealing Christ not only to us, but also in us. Mom, did you get that? In us. Now, let us ask ourselves a question. If each believer is joined to the Lord in the Spirit, and that union is that new creation, and if each believer likewise continues to carry that old natural fleshly man, then according to what nature are we to be lived by? Well, obviously, according to Christ. We are to walk in Christ, or if you prefer, we are to walk in the Spirit. We are not to walk according to our flesh, you know, to that old man. Do we realize what this means? Well, I tell you, my friend, it means that I am not to be governed by anything that belongs to the natural man or of the world. No part of my makeup is to be from that earthly, you know, realm. Oh, no. Another way of saying this, that nothing of my natural man is of Christ. This is why John tells us in 1 John 2:15, love not the world, neither that the things that are in the world. If any man loveth the world, the love of the Father is not in him. John continues and tells us what is in the world in verses 16 and 17. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eye and the pride of life is not of the Father, but it is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that dwelleth and doeth the will of God abideth forever. In plain words, the reaction on my natural man's intellects and emotions are not of the Spirit of God, even if we apply them to the things of God, like singing and dancing and so forth and so on. Oh no. They are coming from that area of our makeup that is outside of our union with Christ. Sadly, most Christians and some believers I know do not know the difference between our natural fleshly reactions of our emotions and our intellect and the Spirit of God in us. All you have to do is turn on Christian TV. There's a really oxymoronic statement there. And watch the flesh of people get excited. Yet they call it a move of the Spirit of God. Indeed, many of us think that our emotions or our reactions are the reactions of the Spirit of God in us. But not so, my friend. After all, we feel, we sense, we react, perhaps fully within our natural man, and attribute this to Christ, but that's not so. And even worse, some Christians and some believers I know think this is how God leads us. But if we understand the separation of our soul between our soul and our spirit from the Spirit, then we will see that which is born of the flesh, it is just that, it is flesh. Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 15 and 50, now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood, cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Neither does corruption inherit incorruption. Now the word flesh here does not mean our physical bones and skin, but it's Strong's word in the Greek, number 4561, and means carnally minded, physical or moral passions. Wow. So if our reactions are of our fleshly natural man, then they are nothing more than earthly. But if something emerges from the Spirit of God in us, amen, then it is of God. Our reactions to problems and troubles in our lives is a great indication of what spirit we are of. Are we of the spirit of the world or of the Spirit of God? When we walk in the Spirit, and I would add be led by the Spirit, then the only reaction that can come from our lives is from a work that God has been able to do in our lives. This is why Paul in Ephesians 2:10 says, we are his workmanship. Wow. We, my friend, and not the good works and the ministry and the church buildings and all that stuff. we are the work of God and not all of that other stuff. And God works on us through His dealings and His judgments. It is us allowing Him to work in our lives, which is our choice, that enables that new creation to either grow and become dominant in our nature, or no work of God in our lives, and our flesh will take the preeminence in our nature and manifest evil and bad things for all the world to see. Amen. Next week we will get into what is sanctification, a very important topic. And I promise you, if you tune in next week, you will learn more than what you really want to know. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, hoping that you have a tremendous week ahead and the Lord has blessed you today and has opened up your heart and understanding to that new creation and how He wants to go ahead and rule and reign in our life, and that our flesh will be destroyed so that it can be replaced with His nature and His character. Amen.